Good morning, clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers to Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary for Monday, the 14th of January 2013. It's the second Monday of the month, and so we're going to have a look at recent developments in personal finance that might have an impact on your financial plans. Looking at the economy, first of all, Bank of England has kept base rates unchanged, and I think they're unlikely to move until US rates move, not before 2015. However, gilt yields are rising, not significantly at the moment, but this could start to make annuities more attractive, and could also affect the maximum withdrawal from pensions in drawdown at annual review time, so that's a positive. But on the other hand, it's also affecting mortgages, with the average rate for new advances increasing in the third quarter from 3.78% to 3.89%. As I mentioned last week, growth rates in Europe and UK are forecast to remain depressed, but within the macro picture there are areas of micro growth, of course. Interestingly, figures released show a large fall in unemployment between August and October, and earnings rising 1.8%. However, pressure on household incomes is likely to remain, not helped by inflation, which is pushing prices up at nearly 3% per annum at the moment. On the pensions front, auto enrollment earnings trigger, the government has announced that this will increase to match the income tax threshold. Mortgages, as you may know, Google recently launched a mortgage comparison service. It will sell on leads, but only to companies who abide by Google's strict code, which includes a maximum 1% fee. In general, mortgage activity seems to be increasing. New mortgages advanced 7% in the third quarter, and lending for 2012 as a whole is expected to exceed expectations. But having said that, the latest figures show that average house prices fell in December. Let's go on to taxation, and in their latest wheeze, HMRC are planning on carrying out credit checks on taxpayers to cross-check against declared incomes to identify tax avoidance, so do watch out. Last month the Chancellor made his autumn statement on the 5th of December, and a couple of points coming out of that. On pensions, the lifetime allowance has been cut again to 1.25 million and the annual allowance has been cut again to 40,000. Amazing to think that only 2 years ago it was 255,000 per annum. The income tax threshold has been raised again, and for next year this will be £9,440. IHT thresholds and CGT thresholds will both rise, but at a rate well below inflation. And state pension rises to £110 per week. But as you probably heard, the government's got real plans for major changes to the state pension. Finally, of course, child benefit. The cuts to child benefit came into force on the 7th of Jan. So if a member of the household is earning £50,000 or more, it's reduced, and once a single income rises above £60,000, child benefit stops altogether, and from now on will rise by a fixed amount of 1% per annum, which is less than inflation, so a loss in real terms. If you are affected and didn't elect to opt out through the HMRC website before the 7th of Jan, you'll have to complete self-assessment in order for the money to be repaid as a lump sum or adjustment to PAYE. HMRC say the default option is child benefit to continue to be paid but be recovered through self-assessment if you're not entitled to it any longer. But importantly, a mother should still complete the child benefit form, as this could affect her entitlement to a state pension. A couple of other points. The rumours that the government is planning on raising long-term care cap from Dilnot's recommended £35,000 to £75,000, and this course could have a significant impact on personal finance of the elderly. Figures show that care costs now around £42,000 per annum, with the average stay in the home somewhere between 2 and 4 years. So something to think about, not just for the elderly, but for their children as well, the sandwich generation effect. That's it from me. Just to remind you that Planning for Life is authorised by financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of an action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. That's it from me. Have a very good week and speak to you again next week.